This is RSBND Update, episode 398, recorded Friday, February 1st, 2013. Our dear leader is gone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of RSBNB Update. We have a large selection for you guys today. First of all, we have our old buddy, old pal, old buddy.
That's
Earthy.
Me.
Yes, Reed. Yes, Reed is here with us, with me today. And as I mentioned before, the super duper classified other extra person is none other than Mike. Come on, Mike, say
That's
hi
me.
To everyone.
I guess I haven't been on here for quite a while.
One of us was Shane. We'd remember the episode, but
Yeah, Shane would be able to recall the exact episode number.
All right. So anyway,
this is going to be an awkward show as our dear leader isn't here to guide us. So bear with us, please.
Yes, this has become the liberal channel. Anyway, so this week's update, we have the Demon Flash mob. So, any of you managed to take a look at this?
Unfortunately not.
I think that's just you.
Okay, so what happens is every once in a while you get a message that demons are trying to invade the realm of Glenanor. And so what happens is you have to defeat these demons. I went to one and it was actually pretty quick because we had so many people. What happens is the boss will spawn and it'll summon imperils, lesser demons, black demons, and the demon boss. You have to fight them in order, so from the weakest to the highest before you can go to the other one. The faster you do it, the weaker the boss is, which will allow you to kill a lot faster. So obviously you first kill off the imps, then the lesser demons, and the black demons all the way up. The drops are a little bit of everything, but what the ones that actually are, I guess, valuable are the new demon armor, the new range armor, I believe.
Did you get any?
No, I got U logs.
Are the drops like just one drop per demon?
How many are there? How many did you get?
I don't know, 100 U logs or so. Anyway, so what also happens is, yeah, the boss drops a new range armor, which are supposed to be very good against demons. They also release two new crossbows, which are main hand and off hand. And the armor is equivalent to Black Dragon High, and the crossbows are better than rune crossbows, so you get a boost into damage dealt and experience gain while fighting demons for each piece of the gear you wear. That's nice. So, any of you been to Black Demons? Play any demons lately?
Oh, not in a very long time, unfortunately.
I haven't had much time to play in quite a while.
Okay, so anyway, and one other little thing is a full set of the gear makes the crossbow better than the dragon equivalent when fighting demons. It's worth noting that fighting a flash mob in the wilderness gives you a greater chance of getting a demon slayer gear drop. But you'll also get a chance of giving someone kill you before you get it anyway.
Yeah.
So, let's see. How to start? There's two different ones. There's one for, I believe there's a goblin version for lower levels trying to figure out. And of course, there's the big nasty one. Big nasty one for all the more experienced players. So basically, you have to turn your game's chat windows to all and send a filter, and you get announcements saying that it's coming, blah 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 blah. And you and for more advice, you can talk to brother. I'm not gonna pronounce this. Mike. Mike, help me out.
Sorry, who?
Brother. Oh, brother. Something.
Celerity?
Celerity?
I don't know.
But there's Celerity in Edgefield Monastery.
Celerity. Well, no, that's Latin. It means swift.
Brother Swift. Okay, well, I can just name it that. Okay, so requirements are you must be a RuneScape member to participate in the Demon Flash mob, and it is highly recommended you have a combat level at least 120 before fighting demons. Otherwise, and you won't see any Flash Demon Aspect until you have reached that level. There's also one for free-to-play quest. Oh, sorry, wrong one. Well, actually, while we're on this, what do you guys think of the update?
I mean, it's interesting if you're fighting demons, but...
Is this supposed to be, like, a short update? Like, it's only going to last for a certain amount of time, and then they'll take it out?
No, apparently it's going to stay until the end of time.
Oh. So, and we're just going to continuously get these notifications till when?
Mm-hmm. Until you either turn them off or you quit. Yes. So, I kind of like this update because one of the things it kind of does is actually gets people together naturally for a common good. Announcement goes off, everyone in the area starts coming over, hopefully, to try and combat the demon, and maybe you get something lucky. I, however, will never, ever, ever go into the wilderness because I'm pretty sure there's going to be an army of ancient mages with ice spells getting us.
Yeah.
Especially now that you lose everything that you're carrying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that's not really much fun, is it?
No.
Well, if you have a big team of people that you commonly go out with, it'd be fun, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you'll have a clan that will crash it.
That always happens.
Mm-hmm.
So the other part was the free-to-play Demon Slayer update.
So the Demon Slayer quest has been reworked.
Oh.
The new quest is much more focused experience than its travel-heavy predecessor as you complete trials to test your mind, body, and spirit on your quest for the sword. Good news, though, is that if you've already completed the old version, you can replay this one. You won't get any more quest points for doing it, but you won't need to complete the new one in order to wear the quest cape or completionist cape.
Did they change the rewards?
The rewards are the same. Only thing they really did was they made it more, slightly more combat-oriented. And so back then, we'll just, like, run around, get this, get that, get this, come back over and summon the demon and hopefully slash it with the silver light.
Yeah, I mean, it had, like, 1 HP, right?
Uh-huh.
So...
And he hit one hit.
Did you do it, Tracky?
No, I didn't. I didn't have time. I just did the Demon Slayer because it was in the area.
Fortunately, me either. We're so unprepared.
Well, Shane would never do it anyway. He usually delegates that to me.
Why didn't you do it so this anyway, week, Tracky?
I was busy, God.
Yeah, why didn't you delegate? Now you're the big man.
It's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
Blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
Anyway, so... let's see now. All the demons have also got a graphical rework, so they're all looking... if you believe they look better, it's up to you. I think they look nice. I think they look a little more ghoulish.
They look ridiculous.
Sure, if you want.
There's a question.
I like them. They look more menacing.
Well, that's good.
Alright, so... also, one other thing, if you look at the concept art for the Demon Slayer armor, it's very Sarah Doman influence. There's Sarah Doman out. It's basically one giant Sarah Doman outfit. Which I would wonder if it will work in God Wars, but I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of Sarah Doman symbols. So anyway, go check, turn on your game chat to all, and if you see anyone, run on over, kill it, and hope for the best. And if you get to go to the, if you get a chance to go to the wilderness, may Zamorak be with you. Yes, so moving on to the next topic, we have the tweak and fixes. Is there anything that jumps out at you guys? We have a pretty long list this week. Very long.
Lots of things about Well, animations, how people's necks are stretching and arms are stretching. Lots of fixes for that.
Stretcho. Let's see.
Oh my god.
What?
So many. The Law Talisman staff can now be taken on Entrana. Well, that's good. There seem to be several port ones too, but I don't really ports, so I don't know much about that.
Oh, they right, they changed the random event rewards again. So that you can no longer keep three of one type to get rewards of one type only always. So you have to basically use all your rewards that you get, or else you're missing out on rewards. People have been doing ports since the beginning. They're once again getting an advantage over new people to ports, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. One other little thing. Players should find it easier to speak to Nankyu near the God Wars beacon. Is that for the fire making one? Is that for the fire training?
Beacons. Beacon system.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's what it's for. Let's see. Casting Tune Bane Aura on a mounted head in your POH no longer requires a head in your inventory. And now the spell now additionally works on KBD heads. So it's a long, long list of port updates and lots of graphical updates, and that's pretty much it. Something really jumps out at anyone, is there? Mike, anything?
Combat with Harlak the Rift Splitter now works as intended.
Oh, this one's funny. The level of Iron Dragons have been adjusted to make them weaker than Steel Dragons again. Isn't that supposed to be, you know,
the obvious? Stats of one kind of Dark Wizard whose life points are abnormally low has been readjusted. I like that one, too.
Bet he was a Necromancer.
Oh, Benny.
Huh, Benny? Alright, so anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's pretty much it for Tweak and Fixes. If you want to go take a look, it's not much this week. So moving on, we have the Premier Club. So just a final reminder from Jagex to February 4th. So it'll be the last day for you to register for the Premier Club. So basically, entry to the Premier Club was originally due to end at the close of January. However, due to popular demand, period has been extended to Monday, February 4th. New quests, new skills, bosses are set to land in RuneScape this year. Choosing one of the three clubs will ensure you don't miss out. So, entry to Premier Clubs open until Monday. Join full details. Click here. So, have you guys joined the Premier Club?
No.
I did.
You did?
I did.
You barely play, though, now.
I know, I don't know, but I don't know. I've always been paying for membership, and it's not much more expensive than what I was already paying.
I'm still paying $5 a month, so yeah. I'd be getting a worse deal, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you would.
Okay.
I actually, because I had all the
items you get if you were going to buy those anyways, though, but... Yeah, it's nice.
What items is it? I don't...
You get all those promotional items that they had for those cards you can buy. Like, there's the Flaming Skull, the Katana, the Zombie Skin.
And you get 2,000 rune coins to spend on Solomon. And an extra spin for a total of 3 every single day.
I don't care that much.
It is a good deal for anyone who's not on the $5 a month, if you're planning on playing for a whole year.
Yes, you do save a little bit of money. It's not a whole lot, but it's a little bit. Anyway, so cool. If you haven't registered and thought about it, you have till the 4th. If you do, I hope you do. And yeah, have fun. Moving on to the next topic, we have the behind the scenes, which is the sinkhole. The sinkhole is a new diversity and distraction mini game that's very dungeoneering focused. So I was watching the video earlier, and what happens is you'll be able to go with other people to go into a dungeon. So it's a random group of five anywhere. You go into this dungeon, and what happens is you do whatever you want. There's people who are combat-oriented. There are those who are skill-oriented. You get experience from doing the skills or from doing combat, whichever you prefer. The other little thing is that every once in a while, you have the ability to pick up, I believe, two cards that are around the dungeon, which gives you a special ability at the end. At the end, when you actually complete the entire dungeon, everyone enters a treasure room, and everyone gets a prize. It could be a lamp to a new cosmetic items to a new item, anything, almost anything. But what's interesting about these cards is that you have the ability to basically, as Reed would put, be an asshole, because you have the ability to steal other people's gifts or switch them around or change yours or whatever you like. And it's also a little competition too, because the person who does the most in the dungeon actually gets a higher chance of getting a much better reward.
But then someone at the end could just be an asshole and take it. Does it go into how you take it?
Not yet. It just says that you get a chance to hold a card or two, so you have to choose which one you want to keep or which one you want to throw away.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of like this stuff. I've been a little big of a Dungeoneering fan.
An asshole.
Yes, I know. Only to you, Reed. Only to you.
Yeah.
anyway, I kind of like this update. Mike, what do you think? Have another Dungeoneering distraction.
It sounds interesting, but I don't like the idea of stealing from other players. I don't think that will be good in the long run for the longevity of
this game. Yeah, it'll piss a lot of people off. But is it just, you said five random people. Can it be people you know, or is it just random?
It can be people you know. I believe you're allowed to do this maybe once or twice a day, and the location of the Dungeoneering sinkhole changes every couple hours, so you could get a group of friends together and go do one and see what happens.
Okay. I don't
know, it's one of those things like, hey, you guys want to do the sinkhole and get some more experience, because you get a lot of lamps apparently if you do the whole thing.
Well, that's good.
It sounds promising, but I guess it depends on how exactly it works for it to be long content for the game.
Well, I'm curious if it will give a Dungeoneering XP, because if it does, I'm sure a lot of people on the forum would be using this a little bit more than doing the actual thing.
Well, it does say it gives Dungeoneering XP, but will it be comparable to doing actual Dungeoneering?
Well, this is a distraction type of update. You're not. I wouldn't expect you to really replace the skill. It's just something to do in the meantime, and you're only allowed to do it twice a day, so you're not. There's a cap on it. But if you're one of those people who don't like looking for a group in Dungeoneering and all that, this could be something you can do. Just pick five random people in the area and then just go on in.
Yeah.
Although, if you would need to, I'm assuming you would need to bank all your items before you go in, so that would be interesting how that works.
Hopefully there's like matchmaking for it. You just go like, oh, I want to go in this, and then it matches you with people.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see what happens when it is released next week. Pete, any thoughts on this?
No. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how I feel about the everyone, because people are dumb.
People are dumb. Ooh, hey.
I'm sorry. Oops. About just finding random people to do it. Does it have to be five people?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
Well, I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't turn into trouble brewing.
Yeah, that thing was useless.
I love Trouble Brewing. It was, it's a really a good game, but no one played it. Everyone's dumb.
You may want to go back to the village, Reed. They're looking for you.
Huh?
The village idiot. Okay.
You're a village idiot.
Right. Okay, so moving on to the next thing, we have the community roundup. So we have one site that gave an interview with Mod Mike and Mod Maz and Mod Chris on the future of clans and tips for forming your own clan. And we have some more Glenanor events from other fan sites that are coming in. And we also have a couple of community creations. We have a very nice picture of Lumbridge, and I believe that's the wilderness. Here. Oops.
I mean, that picture was pretty cool if you actually look at it.
Yeah. It's a nice picture.
It took a lot of time doing that. I'm not sure exactly
and
how
also
those are famous players and how you can tell, but whatever.
If they're famous, I can't say.
Yeah.
There's a banana guy here.
What?
Yeah, in that picture, if you look into the top left where near the wall, you'll see a banana dude.
Does it have a baseball bat?
Yeah, it has a crown.
That is not the same thing as a baseball bat.
Okay, so... Yeah, so go check out the other things. You may enjoy some of the things you see. And for this week, for this weekend, we have something from the Solomon store in Squeal of Fortune. Squeal of Fortune has given away cash bags. They're worth more than what they're used to, what they're is supposed to be worth. Small ones range from between between 750 GP all the way to 10,000. Medium gives you 75 to 100K. And large bags can yield from 75,000 to 1 million. So, hey, if you need some extra cash, you know, it's better than getting that 1,000 gold every week.
Yeah. I always just convert it when I get the cash prizes. I always convert them to gold, even though they're already in gold.
I'm such an anarchist.
Cause I can. Yeah, fight the power, man.
I'm kind of wondering why they decided to introduce these cash bags. Were people with max cash complaining that they couldn't get cash rewards because it would overflow?
Oh, poor them.
Yes, for them. Sounds like big corporations we know.
Wonder if that...
And also, Solomon store this week, two new items have come in. They are... Let me check. We'll check real quick. There are the Demon Flesh Armor and the Shadow Series. The Shadow Series looks quite nice. You look very menacing in that very black armor. So... Demon Flesh one looks like you look disgusting, but that then again that might be the point. Yeah, so you guys check it out.
Oh wow, that does look nifty.
And last but not least, we have the February behind the scenes for this month. As mentioned, the sinkhole should be released next week. Content is designed to be accessible by players of any level, and one to three main objectives must be completed before the dungeon warps out of control. Players will need to work together in a fast-paced race against time, gathering enough resources, killing enough creatures, and finding enough totems to open up the dungeon's treasure room. However, there is a competition element to this update. While you work together, you will be judged on your own. Outwit and undercut your teammates have the strongest chance at the best reward. So, see, you get to be a jerk.
I don't like it.
Okay, we already discussed this. So let's just go on to the Slayer Tower rework.
So the Slayer Tower is getting reworked and the Slayer contracts as well. We're totally revamping the Slayer Tower this month, improving the layout of the building to give easier access to its inhabitants and graphical reworking its wall. We are also adding a new floor with an agility requirement to access the more monster spawns to be found within. In addition, we're adding more stories explaining General Vergra, the tower's original constructor, and his life during the Second Age. Finding the tower will be far more rewarding if you pick up a contract from the wannabe warrior outside. Extra combat XP and cash rewards await, with an earlier bird bonus for those completing one of these contracts soon after launch.
Well, I always love more storyline.
Yeah, or so
story content.
What do you guys think of the agility requirement to get up to a higher level?
Agility. What is it? Does it say?
Well, it sounds like it's just more spawns of the same monsters that are already within the tower, so that might be alright.
Mm-hmm. I think it might be a way to try and combat bots. Not all of them is going to train agility to that high anyway. I don't know how high it should
be. Do bots? Bots go in the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you get experience for stuff in there?
If you're on a Slayer task, sure. And also combat, too.
Wait, oh, the Slayer tower. I thought we were talking about the Dominion tower. Oops.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not the same thing.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Sounds like a gift that's going to come up soon. Anyway, we seem to have a new quest that's coming out. At least I think it's a new quest. Yeah, it is. It's the Grand Level quest centered on the original resting place of Gothics. Sought by treasure hunters and historians alike for hundreds of years, its discovery will shake the very core of RuneScape. But how would you choose to progress through it? It's packed full of choices and paths that would take you through the world, shaking consequences. Huge amounts of history of the story of the Guardians of Gothics can be found, as well as direct contact with some of the RuneScape's most powerful characters. In terms of requirements,
we've tried something a little different. The only requirement to access the content is a combat level of 140+, although to unlock all of the rewards on offer in the quest, I don't think they know how to use commas. You'll need to have completed several other Grandmaster quests and a few others besides. In addition, you'll need specific skills like 80 Prayer or 70 Slayer, to name a few, and to fully explore all of this. They're not very good at grammar, it seems.
You don't see the commas in there?
No, in addition, you'll need specific skills like 80 Prayer or 70 Slayer and fully Explore.
Yeah, it's okay.
Nitpicky.
I'm a Nazi.
Okay.
Anywho. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have magical ring, new cosmetic torso gear, and access to a brand new Slayer area with targets that drop shiny level 85 gloves and a pet. Not to worry though, if you don't have all of the requirements for the rewards, you can come back later and claim them when you do.
Yes, so what do you guys think of this? Well, we'll talk more. There's a question actually related to Nate's Grandmaster quest, so we'll talk more about this later on. Anyway, so one more little thing.
Nothing.
Yeah, we'll talk more about this question that's related to the next Grandmaster quest. So, rehoming old friends, free to play, and members. A small update this month is dedicated to finding a new home for some of our old retired NPCs. We turned off the old random events last year, but we warned to find a way to keep these iconic RuneScape characters in the main game. We have a great suggestion on how to do this on the forum, and we use some of these ideas to soon the characters' triumphant return. All the characters were given new jobs, or allowed to live out their retirement in the peace and tranquility that they deserve. I hope the old mysterious old man is... Oh, he gets a new home. That's not fair. He should be in jail.
What? Why?
He's always bugging you.
Always bugging you.
Yes, yes, but you're different. You're real. However, you don't teleport you somewhere in the middle of a Slayer test and then have you go back and redo the whole aggressive stance thing. So the mysterious old man has been given a new home in Trainer Village, which will act as an unofficial museum to the old content that he and the rest of the random event characters were associated with. He'll also let you know where to all live too, if you want to go visit. On top of that, Mr.
Mordo,
now professor of unnatural history in the Frog Museum, will have a nice XP reward for anyone who can help him finish his research. He'll also have some new bits of information about the Dragonkin that's not been revealed before.
Ooh. That's good. Storyline.
Alright, so what do you guys think having all these random events coming back?
Well, they're not really coming back.
You get to see
just
them.
Just the characters are still in the game. Like, do you remember the Drunken Dwarf was in one of those troll quests?
Yeah, and I mean, a few of them, like the Drunken Dwarf, still appear around the world, but I mean, not in the same way they did. Because he's just walking around sometimes, and you can get a free kebab and beer from him.
Yeah.
Tiddly beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer.
It's forgettable.
So one other little part is they're also going to be releasing some new stuff for Solomon, selection of Valentine themes and wedding-oriented items up for grabs. Hubba hubba. There's also Dragon Wolf pets, god-themed teleports, and Diversion and Distraction tokens, and TET rules coming this February. There's also another bundle of combat updates, including reducing armor values on low to mid-level Dungeoneering monsters, so keep your eyes peeled for special teasers, events, and hidden content throughout February, too. Don't say I didn't warn you. So that basically wraps up this whole the month of February. We're going to have the Sinkhole next week. Week after that, we have the Slayer Tower update, followed by the next Grandmaster quest, and finish wrap it all up with some NPCs coming home.
It'll be an interesting month.
Yes. Reed, you should buy your girlfriend's RS thing from the Solo Monster Valentine's, oriented thing. Make her feel special. You include her into your game, into your life.
I think flowers and a nice date would be a little more special than that.
What kind of flowers? Roses?
Purple tulips, if I can get them.
Oh, Rhea, you're such a sweet talker.
Okay.
I feel sorry for her. Alright, so what? That wraps...
Why?
I just do. Okay. Yes, that's nice to have. It's nice that you actually have someone who's willing to put up with you, Reed.
Thanks. Love you too, Tiny.
I wish I could say I had one. All right. So that's it for the RSB. RSBNB. All right. Rewind. That's it for the RS update for this week. So next time we move on to questions. We have two questions this week. Mike, since you're so cool, why don't you take the first one?
Okay, first one is from Scream Truth. Hello, my question today is, what do you think about the RuneScape petition in regards to making RuneScape servers before EOC? I personally think it's a step backwards and will hinder growth. Thanks, Scream Truth.
Alright, there was a RuneScape petition in regards to making RuneScape servers before EOC. Well, what do you guys think?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous, and if those people still feel like that's the best option, then they should just quit.
I think they should have gone back.
And stop being annoying about it.
We should have them go back to a RuneScape Classic. I'm sure that would change their mind really quick. Reopen it back up. Hey, come on in!
Hey, it's really old and archaic. Yeah! Have fun with that.
You can duel people everywhere.
I thought they took that out, though.
Not in Classic. At least I don't think so.
I think there are a couple things that went backwards with Evolution of Combat. For the most part, it was a good update. Like
yeah.
Yes.
They can only improve from here, right?
You never know with Jagex, but you know, we still have the problem with, you know, the items. How past couple of weeks there still hasn't been anything that are for people who are, you know, level 80 combat. And as you and Shane were talking about the other day, Mike, is, you know, you in order to get the best gear in the game, you need to have the best gear first. So, and that's really hard to get.
Well, the biggest problem I think with the Evolution of Combat update was they removed like the transparency of the items. All the items had lots of stats before, and now there's just basically one stat. There's just the armor stats and the life point bonus. And they removed all the special effects from most of the items, so what point is there in using other items rather than the one that just gives the biggest number?
And usually you need the one with the biggest number because in order to fight some of the bosses. But if you don't have the money or have the money to get those items in the first place, you're gonna have a hard time doing anything combat related.
Yeah, like there's little reason to choose one item over another because there's usually a clear cut one that's better than the other. Whereas before, when they had like 8 defense stats, there'd be different items for different situations.
Which I liked better though.
Yeah.
But, all right.
I mean, I guess now they've just simplified that.
But otherwise, else with that update seemed pretty good. So I don't see why people are resisting the change.
Oh God, it's different.
Yes, yeah, a throwback to one of our old show titles, isn't it?
Not that old.
Old enough. But I think most people, it's as someone once put it. We don't like EOC because us old RuneScapians are a lazy bunch. Which is like, well, if you're that lazy, throw on.
Learning. Change. Well,
those
different.
People have momentum, so.
Yes, as I was going to say, if you are that lazy, there is momentum. Just pop it and just.
But that requires clicking and reading.
They can't. Well, they can't read. And why are they here? And how they get through to where they are in the first place?
Guessing.
Listen, some good guessers here.
Unfortunately.
All right. So, thank you, Scream Truth. Reed, why don't you grab the other one? What was that?
Finally. A new quest is at hand. It's about time. Thoughts on this new Grandmaster quest? I wonder why Jagex has slowed down with quests. They used to come out every 2 weeks. Sorry it's not the Elven quest, bro. Saint Enderes.
Yes, I've known him for years. He just joined us. Haha! So anyway, in February, we're going to have the next Grandmaster quest, which is going to be discussing the origins, the original resting place of Guthix. We went through a little bit before earlier, you know, level 140 plus combat, 80 prayers or 70 slayer to get most of the rewards, and you need to do a lot of the Grandmaster quest to do it.
I'm really excited. I wonder why they didn't include while Guthix sleeps as a requirement, though.
I bet that's
is this supposed to be a prequel to that, or I guess everything's a
well that prequel, wouldn't make sense because it's already come out.
It's basically the history.
You dig into the history of Guthix and see how he came to be. He is the one that created the world.
Yeah, with the stone of Java application server.
Java application? Really?
It literally gave RuneScape life.
Okay, then. You're nuts.
That, I have no shame in being a nerd.
We're all nerd. That's why we're here. Think about it. So,
yeah.
Like, what do you think of the requirements for this thing? You need to do a lot of quests and some very high level skills as well.
Well, didn't they say that the only requirement really is 140 combat and some of the quests? Like, you just need to do all those quests to get all the specific unlocks or all the rewards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's also one of those things, though, they're probably going to have an early bird bonus, so you have all of these, you're probably in much better shape. You get more out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get AD Prayer, which is a little annoying.
From the sounds of it, it sounds like there's not just one reward scroll, there's a whole bunch for all the other requirements.
And, there's also some new combat abilities for all points of the triangle. A magical ring, new cosmetic torso gear. So I'm looking forward to the new combat abilities, and maybe they'll finally do something with range. I think range is very lacking in the amount of skills you can have on your bar. Melee, yeah. It's almost everywhere. Magic is pretty straightforward. Prayer, I feel, is very weak. You have just a handful of basic abilities to charge up the rest, and doesn't seem very good to actually get higher up. So hopefully they'll do something with prayer.
Yeah, because if I've got to get 80 prayer for this, I better be able to use it.
You know, you could, break into Shane's home and take his ashes and start putting him onto the altar to get 80 prayer.
Yeah,
so you're saying I should cremate Shane, and that will give me the however much experience I need, right?
You're going to need a big furnace if you're going to do that, but please, if you're going to do that, make sure Shane is, won't feel any pain. Oh, Reed, you're nuts. So that's it for questions.
I don't think we addressed the other part of his question, how quests used to come out every 2 weeks, basically.
Well, I think that it's better this way because they actually have content and it's not just fart jokes like the Myths of the White Lands or whatever it was called.
Remember A Small Favor?
That was not a small favor.
I liked that one.
You're
I know
nuts.
What's wrong with you, guys.
That was not a small favor. We went halfway across
that
the world.
That was the joke.
Well, a lot of the old quests were like fetch and bring it, right? And the newer ones have story and they have the voice acting. The graphics are far better. So there's lots of reasons why they don't release quests as often anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of them now are starting to become a little more in-depth. I'm still looking forward to the day when I can venture into the Elven Lands again.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Before I die.
With Venus.
Huh?
What?
Okay.
The city.
The name of it, Chucky.
Perfdinas.
Yeah, I want to go in there and take a look. Start singing the songs of the elves. I'll have all the crystals revert because of my beautiful singing voice.
So they revert? Like shrivel up and die?
No, and they turn back into their beautiful diamond self.
Why don't you give us a sample of your elven singing?
No. I got a sore throat.
Okay, nice excuse.
I could sing to you, Trekkie. Would you like that?
Hey, if you want to sing for the people of our audience, go right ahead.
Perhaps. I need inspiration first.
You're angry.
No, I'm not. Why would you say that? That's absurd.
Alright, whatever.
We need our glorious leader.
So that's pretty much it for questions. Do remember to send audio questions in to us. I can't remember the Skype info because that's usually what Shane does.
I don't think my room is anything.
Yeah, for audio questions, I can't access the Skype right now, but if you call into our Google Voice number or send an audio file to questions@rsbnb.com, we'll cover it next week.
MP3, please.
And what's the number? 571-572-2632.
Let's not try and guess.
Google Voice, yeah.
Because
it's 571-5-BNB, I think. Or 571-57-BNB. Yeah, that's it.
Oh my.
Alright.
That wasn't confusing at all.
Mont, who's just gonna get random phone calls. Your host. What?
It'd be preferable to send it to questions@rsbnb.com.
Yes.
Yes, until Shane comes back.
From his exile, and
yes, he's actually all nice and warm and toasty over there while we're all freezing our asses off.
Yeah, the sauna.
You're freezing your ass off in California.
It was a cold winter for us, dude.
Okay.
For you guys, it's nothing, but for us, it was cold. Even I had to put on a sweater and put on socks and everything else. Like, jeez.
He's Asian.
Dude. you're dead to me. Alright, so now with questions done, we move on to tech news. First thing on our list, we have Microsoft Office 2013. So Microsoft just went live with 2013, and something different about this one. You can of course buy the actual Office program itself. The software includes Word, PowerPoint, Excel, Outlook, Access, blah 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 blah. Or you can actually go for a subscription base. And if you go to the subscription base, it's about $125 every year, Mike.
I don't recall exactly.
How much is the actual software?
Let's see. So. God dang it, they don't even tell us. God dang it. Is what? Doesn't say right now. But anyway, what happens is that one special about this one is now you can go for the subscription base and it will actually upload everything to the cloud. So you can actually keep all your PowerPoints and everything else on the cloud instead of on your hard drive and be able to share with other people a lot faster.
It's Microsoft Google Docs.
It's their version of Google Docs.
Microsoft Google Docs.
Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think of having this subscription base?
Well, I mean, it depends on the price of the actual programs. If you buy it, do you get access to the syncing?
I don't know. That's actually a good question.
Because if you buy it, and you do, unless it's
the idea is you get the subscription to get the cloud-hosted features.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just go with Google.
Well, but Microsoft Office is worth the upgrade for anyone who does business. It has a lot more features and stuff than just using Google Docs.
Yeah.
But for just the common user, I don't see why someone would want to buy a year subscription, because you'd have to keep paying every year to keep using it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know what they're thinking about that one. For $100 every month, you might as well just buy the whole thing and
might probably save more money
in the long run, and they probably won't come out with another Office till next year.
2014.
Yes, but then again, you probably would upgrade to it automatically. So if you just get a subscription instead of buying a whole new thing,
I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, so go take a look. If there's a video on here from Microsoft about some of the new features that's here. Of course, all of their usual Office programs, and
the subscription costs $250.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're gonna be, does it say
for
it includes
home and
the?
I don't have many details on it on this new egg, so I don't know.
All right. So anyway, if you have an old version of Microsoft Office, maybe it's time to upgrade. Ribbons are cool, man.
Or you could just get LibreOffice.
That too. So anyway, next thing on our little topic is that in San Francisco, there was Macworld today, which I went.
Huzzah! I'm sorry.
Oh, Reed, that hurt.
How was it, Trekkie?
It was cool. There's a big focus this year on music, so there was a lot of music applications, everything else for you to plug in your guitar or whatever instrument into your iPad or your MacBook, and you can edit the songs more or less on the fly and everything else, record everything.
Why would you want to do that?
They want to become cool. The other little thing was there was also another big focus on a lot of podcasts and doing your own.
Hey, that's us.
Yeah, there was a lot of programs they were releasing for podcast makers. A lot of them about audio, video editing, and there was lots of other little things they were trying to sell. There was one that was actually an iPad stand where you actually put your iPad on here and hook up your microphone and cameras and whatever, and basically you can stand talking to that person and it wouldn't move. It was interesting, but it's not for me. I also took some pictures of Macworld and also included their homepage, some of the best items that they consider. I took some pictures of it, so you guys want to take a look. It's also on the forum.
Wait, so what was that? You talk to something? And
which one?
The thing you're talking... You said wooden box?
The wooden box? What wooden box?
What?
I didn't say anything about a wooden box. I said I took some pictures of it, pictures of...
It was right before that. The last thing you were talking about.
I just said go on to Macworld's website for the best... podcast. Oh, the double robotics double?
Yeah, what is... What?
It's supposed to be one of those things where you can use it to... if you want to be like a little self-sufficient news reporter, you basically have all this stuff there on your fingertips to do whatever you want. You can record and edit and hear all the sounds and everything else.
What was that bow thing you were telling me about earlier?
I think it was cool. It's what's called the bow blade, and the idea behind this. You know, I call it a toy because it kind of is that you put your phone in the center of this contraption, and what happens is that you can put on some of those shooting games or archery type games, and you'll actually have to physically, manipulate the bow in order to fire, and it was actually quite cool. You aim with the bow, it'll also happen on the screen, and one of those things that's supposed to be helping you exercise while having fun at the same time. Yes, I liked it. It was cool. It was.
Why can't people just go for a run?
That sounds really impractical, though. Having that for your phone, why not have it plug into a computer? Because you're not going to take it anywhere with you.
It's one of those exercise type of things you do at home. Yeah, that's how they were kind of marketing to it. And it is a gimmick. It was cool. It was kind of fun to be pretending I'm, holding a bow and arrow and everything else, and shooting turkeys in the screen. It can work with any.
Is that what it actually was?
Well, that's what they had on it, because they said it works with any shooting game. Basically, you just have to manipulate the screen to where you want to shoot. It can work with so yeah, but. That thing cost about $180, and I was like, it's not...
For a cheap bow and arrow simulator. Cheap.
That's not really cheap, though. It felt pretty sturdy. It's cheap, but What other things I saw over there? There was a company that was selling iPhone cases with a bottle opener on the back. Should never leave home without it.
How many companies there were just selling iPhone cases?
I quit counting after three. There are always people selling. Although there was one, Sadeo, who was selling these, you know, super high-end iPhone cases, and had one in a fish tank, which you will see a picture of in there. it was working inside too, which but I was impressed.
They would let you take it out and use it.
So, did the touchscreen actually work with it? Like, could you actually use the touchscreen underwater?
In theory.
Or was it just like a complete cover for an?
No, the phone was actually in the tank because it was also recording. So you should walk by, you actually see yourself moving and everything else. So it was working.
Cool.
Was that the strangest thing you've seen there?
It's the most ineffective water cooling.
The strangest thing was one where they were trying to sell those electric massage types that will hook up to your phone. And the idea is that you can plug it into your phone and it would do massages for you, and it would record your dead data somehow, and you can interpret it how you're going to be. It's like, most of us not going to read that junk.
I can't imagine how that would even work.
Like, how that would get? How would that gather data?
It's like, oh,
and how would it even be an effective massage tool? Because I mean, phones have like a 10 watt hour battery in them, so.
Beats me. But anyway,
my Xbox controller was a good one.
So anyway, I have pictures on the forum and I have the actual website, so go take a look. Maybe you'll find something that will treat your eyes and you'll go buy something. The exercise desk was actually kind of interesting but weird at the same time.
Wait, the exercise desk?
Yeah, there's a desk, and that's and right under it is a little small exercise bike. There's stair walkers kind of type of thing.
At a desk.
What did that have to do with Max?
They're trying to sell that stuff toward businesses to keep their workers fit. Okay. And mostly tech and people who work with computers aren't going to go exercise. Oh, look at Reed. I don't see him running around anytime soon.
I weigh 130 pounds. I'm nearly 6 foot tall. I'm underweight.
You're a minority in your area, aren't you?
I thought that was you.
I wish. Alright, so anyway, moving on to the next one, a little more on a serious note. Twitter has been hacked. So reported on earlier today was they were having some issues of people of random data, and what happened was supposedly 250,000 user data has been compromised in hacking attack. So... So basically, you know, compared to how it is, it was a very small number of users who were affected by the hacking. But of course, it does encourage everyone who uses the service to ensure they are practicing good password hygiene on Twitter and elsewhere on the internet.
Well, yeah, the most important thing is to have different passwords on all your accounts, because if you get hacked, like one site gets hacked and they have your password hashed, then they might be able to decrypt that. And access your accounts on all other sites.
Mm-hmm. And one other little thing was, as they were talking with the Department of Homeland Security, the attack was not the work of amateurs. We do not believe it was an isolated incident. The attackers were extremely sophisticated, and we believe other companies and organizations have also recently similarly attacked.
For that reason, we felt that it was important to publicize this attack while we still gather data, gather information, and we are helping government and federal law enforcement in their effort to find and prosecute these attackers to make sure the internet is safe for all users. So,
and they
if
also
you want
recommend
to be
disabling Java in there. Because the standard Java client has lots of exploits right now that haven't really, well, some have been fixed. But if you play RuneScape, it's recommended that you use the RuneScape client rather than using the Oracle Java
browser
plugin. Yeah.
So should we just uninstall it? Or
I would, because what do you use Java for except for RuneScape? Just
yeah.
Use the client.
All right. So anyway, if you use Twitter, be safe. Stay safe, and remember, practice good
use
password
protection.
Hygiene.
Use protection.
Mike said it, not me.
I One said it.
Yes, yes. But Mike followed you. All right. So that's it for tech news. One among other things, we have the January Skill of the Month winner, which is Murmumska. So congratulate Murmumska for winning the wood cutting skill of the month.
Almost
you ended
2 million
up
XP.
And we'll have your signature for you at some point in the near future, but Shane misspelled your name, and as he is away being observed.
Yeah, he didn't give me the PSD, so
so we can't really do anything yet.
I might try and fix it, but yeah, we might have to wait till Shane gets back for their trophy.
Anywho,
the February skill of the month is going to be strength. Doesn't seem to be any data on here right now, so we'll see what happens next week. I guess nobody, more or less, people, everybody just started, and
well,
it hasn't updated yet.
Yeah, the first update will be in approximately 2 hours, so.
Yes, so 2 hours too late for us. And yeah. Do feel free to, you know, join into the skill of the month. It's good for you. It's good for the community. It's show that you're active and you're actually doing something progressive.
Unfortunately, you'll have to wait for like 3 weeks to enter into the next one now.
Yes. All right. So next on our list, we have the achievements of the week. Reed, why don't you get the first one? Because you're so cool.
Is that a compliment?
Yes, it
Our
was.
First achievement of the week is from someone named Erdosfrick, who got 99 cooking on January 30th.
We have MonsterMass22, who got 99 smithing on January 27th. Mike, why don't you take the last two?
And Matt258, with 99 prayer and 99 summoning on January 25th.
Yes, so congratulations, you three. Yeah.
I believe he's in the top. Like, he's had lots of 99s before.
He's in Monster Match.
Oh, yeah, he's number one cooking. Number
he's number one cooking.
Making.
All right.
Wait,
that's
who
a
wins?
Lot of fish. No, he didn't quit. He's still here. So, congratulations, you three, to getting 99s. And let's see, and we'll see who's getting 99 this week. So anyway, Reed, I believe you have a pick of the week for us.
I do.
Didn't you?
Oh, since our dear leader is away being held captive by natives, the pick this week is Star Wars The Old Republic.
I can't believe we agreed to this.
Oh, what's he gonna do?
So anyway, yes, we're trying to balance out the Star Trekiness with the Star Warsness. So the pick of the week was gonna be Tor.
Yeah.
And another yeah, go ahead.
Normalish one in there. I've been watching Heart of Darkness, Apocalypse Now, in my English class, which is based on Heart of Darkness, and it's a very good film, so I'd watch it. Mm. It's a bit gruesome, though, so if that bothers you, don't watch it.
Okay, well, anyway, back to the Star Wars The Old Republic. The game is now free to play as well, so you can go take a look. And, you know, if you decide to go Shane's route, you can go on the Star Trek Online with us and do some pew pew, or you can go on to The Old Republic and go zoom, 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 zoom.
It's basically the same game, but Star Wars. They're made by the same people.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
No.
The interfaces are the exact same.
Yeah, that's just copying every other MMO in the past. Why do you keep doing that? That's annoying.
You're annoying. Why do you keep existing?
Reed. All right, so anyway, if you're into Star Wars, go check it out. It's free to play now, and if you got some extra cash lying around, you can go buy some new gear. All right, so what have we been doing today and this week? Reed, you go first, because...
All right, well, last Saturday I went on TV for a Quiz Bowl thing and competed, and we made it to the finals, but in the finals, unfortunately, we competed, but we still got second place and $3,000, so...
Yay! Does that go to the school, really, or good. Do you guys get to
Yes, it does, oh. And we decided to donate it. We're renovating the science building, and we decided to donate it to that in the honor of the 2013 Quiz Bowl team.
Oh.
So.
Yay, congratulations to you, Reed.
And tomorrow I have to get up at 5 a.m. to go to another Quiz Bowl tournament.
Is this a completely new tournament?
Oh, yes, this is completely different. So, wish me luck.
One hand clapping.
Does this one go on TV as well?
No, it does not.
Oh.
But this one's more of just a for fun one. We're taking 5 teams, so... And it's supposed to be icy tomorrow, so that means... So we're betting that a lot of people are just not going to show up. Less maybe competition for us.
Yeah, maybe our... Other team will forfeit by no show.
Well, that's what happens. So,
mm-hmm. Yes. So, Mike, what have you been doing this week? I'm sure you've been busy.
I haven't really been doing much besides going to school. It takes up a lot of my time.
Especially that bus ride.
I wasn't done.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
And then Tuesday and Wednesday, I went to Mercer University, which is where I will be attending college, to check out their day and night program. I basically just stay in the dorm for a night. And that went much better than I was expecting it to.
Did you have sleeping to stay on the floor with someone?
Yeah. I was really worried that they'd be the annoying, in-your-face, peppy type, but they were awkward like me, and it was really exciting.
You sound excited, too. Okay. So, let's see. Mike, how's school going?
I'm good.
Or are you just going?
Yeah, I'm just going.
You do any? You manage to do anything on RuneScape?
I've just been doing the ports on RuneScape. I pretty much log in twice a day to do those, send off the voyages, and that's it. I haven't had much time to do anything else on RuneScape. I was just saying I still have to do the Hattie and Skull thing.
I'll do it with you later. If you're
Go do that right after. I don't mind.
I haven't done it either yet. As for me, besides me being the usual boring self on RuneScape, I've been doing my ports and my Citadel, but I've also been doing spent a lot of time in RuneSpan. I'm trying to get up to 90 RuneCrafting, and it's nice when you just click on something and just forget about it for a while you're reading your textbook. Hopefully that would not put you to sleep.
Well, I guess you're in college, so you don't have AP textbook. Worst things ever.
I read things that are worse than that. So, yes, that pretty much concludes this week's podcast. We kept it nice and short, just the way Shane would want it. So, you guys have any last words? Any last words of wisdom?
Star Wars is greater than Star Trek and assorted curse words.
I hate Max.
Yes, Max suck. Windows is superior.
I'm recording this on Shane's Mac, though.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate, but it's going to be edited on a PC, so I'll just edit out all that Mac crap. What else can we say?
Well, our right, Tracky, leaders, aren't you supposed to promote conservative values?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you do that? Seriously. Promote conservative values. Don't do drugs.
Do drugs. Don't actually do drugs.
Yes, please don't do it, okay? Unless it's a prescription. Then, yes, please take those because you probably need it to survive. All right, that pretty much concludes this week's podcast. You guys have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.